friends are a girl's best friend.
All right, and we are recording.
Yes.
Yay.
All right, so last time, you all made it to Carthel and slayed Kazdrin Eisbelt, or at least some sort of strange aberration that was impersonating Kazdrin Eisbelt. You explored his manor, finding 9,000 gold pieces and assorted coins, in addition to his bank accounts, which has been draining dry for a few years, but still contain a fairly impressive 763,000 gold pieces.
Nice.
You also found in his diary, in which you found, the sort of some juicy details, both about Kazdrin and this imposter, learning that the imposter sort of takes on the personalities and idiosyncrasies of the people that it's impersonating. You also found its sort of version of its date with Inari, in which it had planned to track her down and assume her life, at least the life that she had presented to it.
Mm-hmm. No, thank you.
Even going as
I
far
mean, as... Nice to know that your bluff was so fucking good, though, right? I mean, we knew, but still.
Yeah. Even going so as far as to, not steal, but to copy her dagger and viney abilities.
That's right.
No one likes a copycat.
Viney bits.
They're all looking at puzzle pieces.
But the journal also had a bunch of important information that would help the Flame Wings and the greater Carthalian resistance more broadly. So, you gave that along with the bank account information to Miriam, who promised to give you 10% of whatever money they were able to sneak out of the bank.
Very nice of them.
Thank you all for your help. And you all teleported back to Camp Chaos, where you had a few days to rest and recover from such a traumatic ordeal. While there, you expanded Camp Chaos, meeting a halfling mage named Akame, who was an apprentice to Kimiko. Also, I did say Akane the first time I said it.
Okay.
That was just because I typoed. The N key is right next to the M key.
Okay.
Classic typo.
Yeah. But Akame, yes. And so she added a meditation chamber to the bedroom and really enjoyed Tony's pineapple wines, surprising you all. All of you except for Tony. So in your downtime, Tony got a little push cart and headed out in Hokkaido to sell his small batch pineapple wine, getting a near impossible level of difficulty and selling through his entire batch and netting an impressive 120 gold pieces in the process. Which inspired you all and Tony to add a hermetically sealed distillery into the hideout to expand his pineapple wine production.
Hell yes!
Meanwhile, Inari went clubbing. Taika, contrary to character, spent the whole time meditating.
Wanted that bonus, man. I tell you what.
And Shims finally added on to her staff. Infusing a jet crystal or a jet gem with some draconic power from the fire-breathing gland of the ancient dragon you all sold or killed. It reminds you, you also still have those draconic scales to like make armor or whatever out of at some point.
We were going to talk to somebody in Hokkaido about that.
But you'll have to wait.
It's too late now.
Too late now, bitches. You're going to have to go.
Bet you don't need that armor now.
16 AC. Going into the jungle of no fucking return.
Because you all decided to investigate where the first harbinger of, we now realize to be a harbinger of Marik that had been heading in the Juba area. You follow its sort of trail of devastation back into the jungle of no return, teleporting there. Resting and then traveling an entire day before ultimately ending up at the Temple of Danavira that Inari had come back to life in. It appears that the roof on the temple has caved in since you last been here. You also notice a second path of destruction leading out that seemed to originate from the temple. And then you entered the temple, feeling a general sense of wrongness as you enter the water, which was previously more clear and pleasant, is now black and murky. and there's a large plant that is grown in front of where the Dannevirra statue could be. The plant has broken through the roof, causing the roof to collapse on that back part of the area. And it seems to be originated from a finely dressed young man laying dead on the ground beneath it. He also found the body of Owen Otarish of the Rollers laying dead nearby, which made Taiki realize that this all is what was supposed to happen to Inari.
Yeah,
the seed, the seed of Marik indeed. So, you all approach the body, realizing that you did not recognize him, though it looked like the body was another sort of borrowed rogue-type person.
Gross.
And you decided that you wanted to destroy the third remaining seed pod. So you took a temple, took a short rest, and then outside, and then you all prepared for the fight, giving yourself various buffs. And then everyone lashed out at the seed pod, causing it to split open and a sort of humanoid skeletal figure to emerge and float up from out of it. This third Harbinger, who is not yet supposed to be here and had been freed early by you all, thanked you for releasing him or them and offering to enslave you as a reward for freeing it.
I'll take that.
Just oh, kidding. Boy. Mm-hmm. I mean, is he hot?
No.
No.
No. Okay. Great.
I mean, unless you're the real bony people.
Bony?
Bony.
Bony. Oh, he's a skeleton?
Skeletal, yeah.
Oh, I missed that completely.
Like, see, they all suck.
All skeletons suck.
They do all indeed suck. I've been right the whole time.
And so, psychically, you all said on the count of three, and then at the same time that Taika said three, it said three in your heads.
Oops. Well,
not great.
And so we are going to go ahead and start this session by rolling for some initiative.
Initiative.
Get the battle map up here for Leanne. 22.
Thank you. Where's Blight?
Hey, nat 20. Yeah.
I'm going to use that one.
What was it?
It was a 15.
I thought it was a 5.
All right, so just to give you a little
bit of... I have a question.
Yeah.
Are these, are these, like, plant people thingies, kind of like the vines and whatever that Inari has?
No, this is
a
skeleton.
Would you describe that?
It's a skeletal figure. A skeletal figure, kind of like the thing...
Oh, skeletal.
Kind of like the thing that you all killed that was moving towards Ajuba.
The one that got
worse.
But instead
I was
of having
getting mixed up with the stuff.
No, that's all right. But
whatever.
Yeah, instead of having a swarm of stinging, biting insects around it, there's just a sort of oblivion-esque darkness that permeates this one. And so, just to explain the map a little bit, if you recall, this is the temple that you saw before. These are kind of these clear squares are the various walkways. The ceiling has collapsed here. It looks like somebody or something has moved the rubble that was on this sort of altar that you guys are on, sort of making a little bridge. These rooms over here have been collapsed by that. The water is black and murky. You don't want to go in there. And then any of these squares that have the little kind of dots in them, those are rough terrain.
Okay. So this is water. This is rough terrain.
Rubble.
Or sorry, said which?
Yeah, I think right. We got it.
Water.
That's water.
Yep.
And the other is rough terrain.
Rough terrain. Rubble.
So this is
rubble.
Rubble. Okay, cool.
Rubble.
So the water's rubble. Just these two.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is all no.
And then yeah, the it's kind of a confusing map. So the hashes are the X's are outside the walls. So.
Okay.
Alright.
Cool.
Hello, hi. Yes. I am sitting here. It is quite a coincidence.
What a coinky dink.
Okay, so.
Is there a kitty? Wait, hang on. I have to side by side you guys.
No, the cat's hiding.
He's not holding him. He wouldn't let me pick him up, but he is.
Oh, okay.
He is sitting here getting pets next to me.
You must pet me.
All right, so roll for initiative.
Nat 20 for 21.
Okay. I got a 12.
Okay. Nari?
10. Unless we want to go with my roll that landed in Pauline's dice tray.
Anto?
8.
Ocho.
I think you could have kept it, but unfortunately you rolled again.
I should have kept it.
What was the first roll?
15.
So it would have been 17. But I re-rolled it.
I mean, you shouldn't have. 17 is.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh! Spaghetti-o! Oh,
well,
boy!
Thank you!
Oh, shit! Oh,
right. So, Pekka, followed by Inari.
Oh, boy.
Followed by Shims.
Ew.
Good news is there's no lair actions.
Really?
You're not in the lair.
Interesting. Is there a lair?
Is there a lair eventually?
No. You have to. Lairs are places where big, powerful creatures have set up and stayed for a while, affecting the very. Oh my goodness.
Oh. We could go in his pod. Maybe that would.
Yeah.
You're hell bent on me not picking you up, but you also will not let me not pay
attention. He's like, yeah. What's so hard to understand?
This feels like Sam that's doing this.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah,
100%.
Obviously.
Frodo's up on top of the cat tree. He's been hanging out there a lot.
Of course.
Really. And so just a reminder, so last session, Taika, you had used potency for strength and mobility. You have disadvantage on strength saves. You used an oil of sharpness in your
I have disadvantage on strength checks.
Oh, check.
And I'm rolling flat on dexterity.
Yes.
Because of the meditation, I have advantage on con saves. Okay. And then potency makes my strength up, yeah. And I've got my fire on my sword.
Yep. Nara, you've got a bless up and 25 10 hit points and a potion of resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Tony, you've got your Crown of Stars cast.
Yep.
And you've taken a potion of maximum power.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And just a reminder that potion only works for spells 4th level or lower.
Yep.
And then Shims, you have your Force Ballista and one of your Spooters that's on the guy.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
And then did you have one to take?
I did not know that I ran out of.
Need to change your underwear.
Did you take your potion?
Can we say that someone lent me? Does anyone have a spare potion of invulnerability just to kind of have that with me just in case?
Yep.
Because I used up my last one.
Only if you promise to take it immediately.
Did you want to have taken it right before you?
I thought you took one. Because I specifically asked, do you have one?
She dithered.
Okay, well, that dithering, I would have shoved one down her throat.
Take it.
Can we call that? We know me.
Let's Shims decide.
Take it.
Did you take a potion of vulnerability ahead of time?
I feel like just with Taika's insistence, our Shims would have just been like, okay, I'm going to take it.
Good.
Okay.
Stop yelling at me.
Thank you.
All right, so you have a potion of vulnerability up. Okay. All right. Did I miss anything? Otherwise, we will get started.
No, you were kind to me and let me keep my brand of castigation.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that.
Castigation. You'll need it.
I don't know if it's just a game to him now and he thinks it's funny because we're mildly freaking out or if he's being serious. I don't know.
I feel like it might be both.
I know.
Okay, it's your turn.
He's enjoying it. Fucker. All right. You know what? Let's metagame this. Considering your attitude... I will also take a potion of invulnerability with my bonus action, because now you got me scared. Just write that down. Okay. I will hit him. Brand of castigation.
Okay.
Balls. That sure is a... that's a dirty 20.
Dirty 20
will hit. Hey! Alrighty! Now, what the fuck am I rolling? I feel like it's been forever since we fought, but it really hasn't been. One of these, because I don't have my extra up. Is that right? Yeah.
Nobody's currently concentrating, right?
No.
I only get to do multiples with my D8 whenever I have one of these up. Okay, and that's a bonus action. Okay, first hit. Meh. 14 plus 9 is 23.
Yep.
Okay,
23. Damage.
Yes.
What kind of damage?
Oh, fuck. It's gonna matter. Sorry, I'm so used to it not mattering. So I rolled a 3 and a 4. Well, okay. We'll do lightning.
Okay.
So, do you need the numbers?
Not for lightning.
Okay. So, lightning, slashing, and fire.
Mm-hmm.
The combo of those three is 23.
Cool.
Does the fire matter?
Does not.
Okay, great. Good to know. Second attack. Oh, yeah. That's definitely going to hit. 28.
Yep.
Okay. Already off to a better start. Ooh, I like that.
Ooh.
So, let's see. Oh, you do psychic damage, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to do psychic damage, fire, and slashing. Do you need the breakdown?
No.
So now you know. So that's a total of 24.
Okay.
And that's my turn. Oh, wait, Brand of Castigation. I did attack him. I said that before I did anything else. So, do you have the list of all the things he can't do or has to ask me permission to do now?
It's basically teleporting, right?
Well, no. There's three different levels.
It was fire, slashing, and what kind of damage?
Psychic. And so lightning's good, fire's good.
Psychic is good.
Yeah, because I did lightning, fire on my sword, psychic. Yeah. So sorry.
You always know the direction to him. Each time it deals damage to you or another creature you can see, it takes 6 psychic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
And he can't transform, and he can't dash, I think, too. Branded creature can't take the dash action, and if he attempts to teleport or leave, he takes 46 psychic damage. Can't do illusions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. That's it.
All right. At the end of your turn, he's going to... It's going to. It just. Burst of. Like, there's just this sort of oblivion-esque darkness, Vanta black looking bullshit inside of its
mm-hmm.
rib cage. And just you just see some like a disc of that materializes above you and just crushes you into the ground. Make a dex or a strength saving throw, please.
Okay, strength. Oh yeah, I got great. 22.
That will succeed.
Good.
you're able to resist it.
Would it have made me prone?
It would. And it also would have dealt you some force damage.
Okay, but it's all or nothing.
For that ability, yes, it's all.
That's exciting. Great.
Okay.
Love it.
Puts up the Nari.
All right. I'm going to use unsettling words.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say... that last attack wasn't very forceful, was it? I rolled a 4.
Okay.
And then I will use my action to cast Bane
mm-hmm.
on it. Charisma 21.
Okay.
So, I don't know, 21 or 25, however you want to calculate.
Learn my lesson. It's going to use a legendary resistance.
Okay. Mm-hmm. get rid of them, right?
And then I'm going to move each square is 5, right?
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Well, I'll stay in the middle. Just in case.
And your turns and use a legendary action.
Excuse me.
Zoom up there. It does not provoke.
It doesn't?
Does not.
How?
That's its ability. So it does not provoke opportunity attacks.
Greatly dislike. Good to know. Good to know.
Tony, okay. It just saunters over to you and standing right next to you.
Yeah.
What's up, Shims?
Okay, well, let's start with the easy thing that I definitely want to do, which is I want to make it explode with my spider.
All right, you explode your spider. So it has to make a dex save, is that correct?
Let me check, because I have not used them in a bajillion years. Do I have the paper for that? Or no. I might not.
Oh, maybe I didn't put
it. I should have taken my...
Well, I have your address, so...
Address.
It may just end up...
If you scan the papers, I'm happy to just have, like, a digital copy. Because I don't want you to deal with international shipping prices. Oh my god, that's hell.
Okay.
You can totally just scan it. I'm so sorry for the trouble.
Honestly, the amount of time it would take me to scan all these sheets of paper,
yeah,
is, it would be just fine.
That's fair.
It would be just fine for me to go ahead and send this stuff to you.
I believe it's 4d6.
A dexterity save and throw, and it's 4d8.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, 4d8, yes.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of damage did you choose?
Fire.
Fire.
Or... Do I want to do what I have?
Well, you technically chose it when you made the scooter.
Yeah, and there was plant things. I'm pretty sure you chose fire.
Yeah.
I usually default to fire, so yeah, let's do that. I make them ahead of time, and then I just write down each type that I have.
Yeah. That's a 22.
Let's say I use my... Oh, yeah?
22 on the deck save.
Okay, that works, because it needs a DC 19.
Okay.
So it saves?
It sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah. Does
he
it take half damage?
I see.
Mm-hmm. I forgot to check that. I gotta pull it back out. One sec.
Oh, no.
Let me just whip it back out.
Zip. Let me spoot it on out.
Ew. Ew.
Spooty boop.
Half damage, yep.
Okay, cool. I still get to roll. Oh god! Oh god! Hold on! Where'd it go? If it literally rolls under the couch, it doesn't count.
Yeah,
that's correct.
You can see it.
Well, or it's an 8, you know.
One of those two.
Yeah.
If it parkours under the couch, it automatically counts as an 8.
Yeah.
All right. Jesus Christ.
I'm so glad I changed up my blood curses, because one of them is gonna fuck this guy up, and I cannot wait.
I rolled 14, so it takes...
7.
7.
Okay.
I know my multiplication tables. I want to use something new. I guess fireball. No.
Yeah, you take yourself out with that shit.
Oh, sorry.
I want to use fireball so bad. The opportunity does not come up often.
And,
it's such
now
a big
is
spell.
Not. Yeah, now is not that opportunity. So, you know.
I know. I'm just bummed. You know what? Let's just eat some of its legendary resistances, I guess. And get, like, blight. Because there's no way. I mean, you know. Or if it can't. Actually, blight is a con saving throw. As opposed to enervation, which would be, I believe, a dex saving throw.
There's literally no way to tell right now.
Yeah.
That's true. I'm just going to go for enervation.
Okay.
Do it.
So that's a dex save?
Yeah.
31.
Fuck. Whack fuck.
All right. So man's is dexterous.
You guys have your bars up?
Yeah.
27.
Ew.
Or 24, I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, worth a try.
You get the advantage too.
Oh, Tony.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's right in front of you, so.
Yeah, for sure.
I get advantage.
On the next roll you make.
Yeah.
Okay. I will try to remember.
So, but I think for innervation, is it half damage on fail?
Yes, it takes 2d8 necrotic damage, which I should still be able to add my third d8 from my arcane firearm.
Correct.
Yes?
That is correct. Cool.
Yeah. So it's almost 3d8. That's
and, what kind of damage are you dealing? Necrotic or fire?
Necrotic.
Fire. I'm not doing necrotic damage on this thing.
So that's your new ability. So you cast innervation, the necromantic energy comes out of the staff, but like as it's leaving, it just like catches a fire as this fire swarms around it.
Yeah.
Okay, so what'd you get on your damage roll?
5, 6. That was pretty good. 8 plus 6, that's 14 plus 5, 19.
Very good.
I did that right. Great.
Sick.
Yes.
All right.
I know math.
Any moves or anything like that?
I think I'm good. I do want to say that, like, because I don't want to be fucking tossed into the fire, I will just state for the record that I have my wings of flying.
Okay.
And if it's possible to kind of just hover a little bit above the ground so that if I have to kind of move over the sludgy water,
yeah,
I would be able to kind of just smoothly glide over it as opposed to just falling in.
For sure.
Nice.
Okay.
Smart.
All right, it's in your turn, Shims, while it's staring at Tony. Vanta Black disc appears above Inari. Make a strength save.
Hello.
Oh, God.
Let me just check my thing while I roll. Okay.
This isn't considered an attack, huh?
No.
Oh, no. 16.
Will fail.
All right. This doesn't count as an attack, right? Or hitting me with an attack.
No.
This is a spell.
Okay, cool. Take me out.
Alright. Okay, you're knocked prone as this thing slams you into the ground. And you take 15 points of damage. Force damage.
15. And I am resistant to all damage?
Yeah, so it'd be 7 for you. Okay, this turn. It summons a blade made of the same oblivion in one of its hands. And it's going to look at you, Tony. Look at your face. I mean, anybody else. It'll be anybody else for me.
It will be anybody else but him, obviously.
Are you swapping?
Elemental protector.
You're swapping it?
Yeah.
You want to swap you and
flip us.
Flip, flip. Oh no. I was ready to take it if you needed me to, but
no,
I was not excited to do
it
that.
Ain't ready.
We do the switch. You have a +3 to AC now, by the way, until the end. I gotta look it up. I think it's to the end of my turn. But I look him in his skeletal face and say, "No, no, I'm your problem."
So be it. Lowest one is a 16.
That hits.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
So, for the first hit...
You're the best, Tycho. We love you.
Is 11 slashing.
So, 5?
Yep. And 27 cold damage. So, 13 for you.
Okay.
Okay. Second hit.
Oh, my bless.
Okay.
12 slashing.
So
6. And 42, so 21 cold.
Hmm?
Okay.
Okay.
And then it just twists its hand, and a sphere of that oblivion surrounds you. Make a constitution saving throw. It's a good thing you
have advantage.
It's a good thing you have advantage on these. I'm just going to say that right now.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's 21. It's 21.
21 fails. I'm sorry, did I say I was fucking around this fight? I think I was very clear about the fact that I was not fucking around this fight.
You can't fault me for being surprised by a fucking 21 failing, alright?
I'm not.
I cannot fucking fault me
for
that.
So that is 54, so 27 force damage.
Okay.
And you are stunned until the start of his next turn.
Damn. I fucking hate stun. God damn, I hate stun.
And don't forget
stun.
You have the special stun ability.
Oh, yeah. Still, I fucking hate stun.
Chris would have.
And then, did you do the thing that it can't teleport yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that was Brand of Castigation.
Would me rolling my bless on my save, could that possibly have helped?
You were at a 16.
Mm-hmm.
Bless is a 4.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay, cool. Good to know.
Can I see your Rainsless Serenity thing? I don't have mine.
Yeah.
And so what's it, okay, for the, for your brand, it just,
brand?
Does it even save against that, or does it just take the damage if it teleports?
For teleporting? Can't take the dash. If it attempts to teleport or leave the current plane via ability, spell, or portal, they take 46.
Okay, roll 46.
And must make a wisdom DC 16 save.
Okay. 18 on the wisdom save.
Okay, so his thing does succeed then, because it's the DC that stops him from doing it. No matter what, he takes the damage.
He disappears.
12. Shoot. Fuck. Brain. 12, 18, 21 points of damage.
Okay.
And he disappears.
Mm-hmm.
As this happens with Taika, or...
After
he does that to Becca.
I didn't realize it was in D&D Beyond. I got it now. Thank you.
Yeah.
So he just disappears. I've already used my reaction, and now I'm fucking stunned.
He just literally just kind of steps forward, and like as he steps, he disappears.
Sucks. That sucks a lot.
Okay, what's up, Tony?
Okay. First thing I'm going to do is Bazinga.
Okay. Tony, you can see.
Oh, thank God.
He is standing right over Inari with his sword poised over her.
Do we have psychic whispers up?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm just going to say to everybody that he's standing over Inari
right
now.
But I'm stunned, like, am I actually
right.
Oh, God.
At
least you know he's there.
So I'm going to cast Sickening Radiance.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. 3, yeah. Dim greenish light spreads within a 30-foot radius sphere. Centered on a point you choose within a range, the light spreads around corners and it lasts until the spell ends. When a creature moves into the spell's area for the first time on a turn or starts its turn there, that creature must succeed on a constitution saving throw or take 4d10.
Yeah, I'm familiar with this one.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm familiar.
And it's 30-foot radius.
And then this would not count for your maximum power.
Yes, it would. It's fourth level.
Hey! Fourth level or below, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank
you. So draw your 30-foot sphere.
I'm 30-foot radius, so that's half, right?
Yeah. So
and so it's 60-foot diameter. Mm-hmm. So, let's see. It's not very dark. Do you want me to just use my black one?
Sure.
A legendary action is very specifically different than a reaction, right?
Correct.
6, 7 will be 35. So it's 6. It's 12 across.
It's so big. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even see that. I didn't even see the start of it. It's too funny.
Where is it? Don't
I?
It's
there.
Right there. Yep. Thank you.
Amazing.
Nice. Good thing you were right after me.
Fills my heart with joy.
Okay.
So now you can see him.
Well, that only happens when he fails to save.
Oh. Well, at least that's there.
Oh.
So, what's his save?
On the start of his turn, it'll make a constitution save.
Okay. So, he doesn't get damage until he does his save?
Until a creature moves into the spell's area for the first time on a turn or starts its turn there.
Oh, okay. And then I'm also going to take my star and boop him.
Mm-hmm.
You used your bonus action to Bazinga.
Oh, yeah. Bummer.
But I get two bonus actions.
Well, I'll get the pillows on the couch.
Isn't this Star Wars 5e? So we each have two bonus actions and two reactions?
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, I'll take it.
All right. End of your turn.
And we can't take a reaction while we're stunned as an action on our turn. Just reaction as a category is shut down for us.
If you're stunned?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Not if you just wanted to be a little spicy.
Not if you just wanted to
be a little spicy. It's all more on.
I'm a little spicy.
That puts up Tyka.
Oh, shit. Really? Damn. So the reaction thing, that's a full no, right?
Yeah.
Damn. I don't get to roll for stun until the end of my turn, right?
You don't roll for it. It just lasts until the start of his next turn.
Oh, because it was a con save, not an intelligence save. Okay. Right. Gotcha. Fuck.
You got it.
So I can take an action, a bonus action, or move, right?
That's tough for you.
Huh?
That's tough for you.
I know, right? There's so many...
And it limits you also to one melee attack if you take the attack.
Yeah, if I take the attack. But I can't move and attack, and he's not next to me, so that is what it is. And he's only been making one attack on per turn, right?
He made three attacks on his turn.
He did make three attacks?
Two sword attacks.
Great.
Also I forgot, when he hit you with those swords, he healed a little bit with each hit.
Boo.
Okay, great.
I don't like that.
Has it just sort of leached your life force out of you and into it?
Great. So, we're going to do this one. I'm going to very slowly reach out, and some of the green branches that are still left around his blackened shit that he's brought up all around here creep up and wrap around his legs. Mm-hmm. Does he have to make a save for this? God, he's probably just gonna make it, and this is gonna be a failure. Fuck. You know what? Let's do this in a different order. Sorry, these are all new.
That's okay.
It's all good. This is a serious situation.
Okay. This one is not a save. Not the branches. Instead, this one is sand. I pull it up out of the earth, and it begins to fill his mouth, nose, and eyes. Till the end of my next turn, it has disadvantage on strength and dex. And he takes 1d8 if he makes more than one attack. Mm-hmm. I will amplify the problem, because I always do. So, it lasts 1 minute, and he can make a con check at the end of his turns. Yes, at the end of each of its turns to end the curse. So hopefully he can fail one of these curses.
And it just gives him disadvantage on...
strength and dex.
Saves?
Yes. Whoa, hold on, I didn't know. Wait. Damn. These don't pair the way I thought they did. Saving throw. Fuck. All right, rewind.
Reminds me of the ending of Clue, when it's like, it could have been this way. or this way. But actually, it was...
And because of the light, we see him now, is that correct?
Not yet. Not until the light. It's their turn, and then they do their... Is it a dex save?
Con save.
Oh, so and the then light... if they fail, then because... the light will illuminate them.
Oh, wait,
them.
We can't see him.
Oh. Not right now.
The light doesn't just illuminate everything in it?
Mm-hmm. I forgot I couldn't see him, so I can't actually... I have to be able to see.
But I did tell you guys that he's over Inari.
Yeah, all of mine specifically say you mark a creature you can see, so I can't do any of this. What's that potion of psionic fortitude do? Because I bought extra of that. Does that fuck around with this stun condition bullshit?
I don't think so.
Advantage on saving throws against charm and frightened.
I already got that.
If I can hit him with a guiding bolt, that would make a big difference.
Okay, instead, I'm going to take a potion of advantage, which I bought a long time ago and then never fucking used. So I will take a potion of advantage.
All right.
And I believe that just lasts until I use it.
Caitlin, do you have your inspiration coin?
I'm sure it's here somewhere.
There's an extra one over here.
Oh, that might be it. I never looked for it. That's unfortunately what I do, because if I can't see him, I can't do shit. Okay. Bummer.
What's up, Inari?
My plan is different, because I thought... Mm-hmm. I misunderstood. I don't think I can do much anyway.
Part of me wants like a boxing movie. Stay down.
Yeah, but he's gonna get like super double secret advantage on you if you're prone.
Yeah.
Maybe we can distract him.
Maybe. Can I?
Excuse me, Grim Specter, have you tried my pineapple wine?
I thought you were getting ready to yell at a cat. For some reason, the tone at the beginning of that.
It was my cat voice because I was talking his own.
Because you say excuse me whenever he's on the table, too.
Is throwing a psychic blade from the ground... regardless of invisibility, at disadvantage?
Nope.
No? Okay.
Pretty sure. I'm gonna double check.
Well, it doesn't really matter. Okay. I'm going to...
Oh, you do have a disadvantage on attack rolls if you're prone.
Okay. So I might as well do it now. because you can't have double disadvantage, right?
No. Double, triple dog disadvantage.
I think that's the only action I can do, because everything else I need to see him for. Unless, and I don't think any of my actions are helpful to you guys. My bonus actions are, but I need to use my bonus action for something else.
Are you going
to
be able to disengage and bail?
I can get away.
Good.
Unless he does something to keep me there, which...
Who knows?
But I feel like even though it's... I know it's a disadvantage, it doesn't matter, but I feel like me being so close to him is a better chance than I go away first. So I'm just going to try to hit him. Okay. Oh, and I get Bless. Right? Yes, attacks and saves. Okay. Oop. Yeah, that's not going to be it. That's an 8 plus something. 8 plus 7.
15.
Yeah.
That will not do it.
What? Okay. And then I'm going to... I think I'm just going to Misty Stirp.
Okay.
Get it.
Let me just make sure that I don't have to use an extra spell. Yes. Use. I don't really want to be all clustered up, but... I don't really know what else to do. There's not really anywhere else for me to go. I'm going to Misty Step and then, let's see who's here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No. Well, I have to use... Oh, no, I want to Misty Step. Okay, sorry.
Misty Step on one of those little islands.
Over here.
The out is surrounded by the black water. You very particularly called out and said you don't want to be in that. Yeah, sure.
Well, yeah, let me do that. I'm sure he can't get over there without going through the black water.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. 2, 3, 4, 5. This is just difficult terrain.
Mm-hmm.
Can you move into it, though?
It takes 2 squares to move into
it. Even to get into it?
If I Misty Step?
Oh, no, yeah. If you Misty Step, then it doesn't matter,
okay.
Right?
If I... role play this with me. If I Misty Stepped there,
mm-hmm.
I would use 15 feet to stand up, right?
When you Misty Step, you automatically stand. Oh,
free.
All right, then I'll do that, and then I'll come over by Tony. Or actually,
so sorry. Hard you lost an arm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Nice.
You forgot to Misty Step your arm, and
no.
Wait, did you break your arm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least it cauterized.
Oh, God.
Not right now. It's been broken for a while.
Oh, the details on the thingies are very, like,
yeah.
They're kind of lost in the picture. Oh, my God. I thought just it toppled over and immediately her arm fell off. And I was like,
no.
They're not that fragile.
They kind of are.
What a waste.
I feel that.
That's it. I have plans.
Yeah.
All right, it's going to move at the end of your turn, Inari, which will make it make a con save against your...
Mm-hmm.
So, that is a 30.
Ooh!
Roll well.
Yeah. And it's just regular moving?
Yep.
And then, does he get half or just nothing?
I think it's all or nothing for a second.
Well, dick matches.
But it keeps happening every time he's in there.
Yeah. But he also doesn't get the dim light, right?
Correct.
Damn. That sucks.
But also, if he starts failing, he starts taking exhaustion levels, too. So don't forget that. That's
mm-hmm.
pretty good.
Yeah, it's not the worst. Okay.
Puts up shims. And Tony can point out where
game.
He is.
That was my plan.
Yeah.
Okay, so my main goal... is to blow
turn.
Up and then act like I don't know. No, okay, no.
You were
I'm tired, Hank.
Yeah,
I want to guiding bolt him.
Okay. So you roll with disadvantage.
I read it.
You roll with disadvantage.
And it said...
You roll.
Okay,
you can attack him because you don't have to see him, but you do roll with disadvantage because Tony can tell you where he is. So it's just an attack with disadvantage.
Have to see. It's fucking yeah. Rubble.
Okay. Do you? Yeah. Is that worth it? I think we should. I mean, we need to see the bitch.
Yeah.
Even though the odds are pretty low.
I mean, if anybody could bitch slap this invisibility off of him, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Hit him.
I don't have anything. Okay, I'm gonna just do it.
Oh, so
I got a 19 and a 3.
That's rough.
That is rough.
You don't add anything to it?
I add a plus 10, but that's still not going to be enough.
13 will miss for sure.
Did I miss?
Oh, disadvantage.
Did I lose my potion of maximized power because he beat the dex save or the con?
No, you still have it up.
Oh, because it says the first time you cast a damage-dealing spell of 4th level or higher.
Right, this doesn't... Resurging Radiance doesn't actually count as a damage-dealing spell.
Oh, because you're not attacking.
Okay,
that's
so it'll
why.
Be when I do the stars.
That's why.
Starts
well, I can't do stars because it's too high, but
if you have any, like Chaos Bolt, Fireball...
Yeah. Well, Fireball wouldn't count because that's a save too, right?
Fireball deals the damage right away.
Oh, okay. It's just the immediacy. Okay. So
well, that's
up?
A good question, actually.
Oh, shoot.
Would it be...
Can I see the thing?
Oh, I have any AoE effects. That would be great.
It says a damage-dealing spell.
Yeah, the problem is Matt Mercer wrote this potion, and so...
So he just plays with the rules as he likes sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. First time you cast a damage-dealing spell... It should say the first time you deal damage with a spell 4th level or lower, or the first time you hit with a melee spell attack. That would be clear.
Yeah, I guess my concern is, like, do I lose the efficacy of the potion if the first time I'm able to deal damage, they succeed?
You know, for this fight, I'm going to say... It's just any time he fails in the Sickening Radiance, it'll be maximum damage, and then I'll try to figure out a better...
Okay.
So, it'll be just a straight 40 points of damage any time he fails.
Oh, I hope
cool.
Can.
And, of course, the exhaustion level. So, Shims, what are you doing? You're getting bolted. You missed. Bonus action?
That was... Okay, bonus action. God, I wish I had my other thing, because now I have to, like, re-roll. I have my Force Ballista, which means I have to make a hit, which is more inconvenient right now than my area of effect, I think.
Do you have any bonus action healing, by any chance?
I have Healing Word. I think that's a bonus action.
Yeah.
No, that's an action.
Healing Word's a bonus action.
It's a bonus action, but you can't do it with Guiding Bolt.
Oh, it's a bonus action?
Is that level 1? Is Guiding Bolt a cantrip or a level 1?
No, it's a level 1.
Okay, so you can't use Healing Word anyway.
Yeah.
Dang.
You want to try making a Force Ballista attack?
Wait, sorry, I'm confused. What was that about Guiding Bolts and Healing Word?
You can't cast two leveled spells in the same turn.
That's confusing.
It's pretty... if you cast the first level spell as an action, you can't cast the first level spell as a bonus action. If you cast the first level spell as a bonus action, then you couldn't cast the first level spell as a standard action, so...
Only if they're the same level?
No matter what. Yeah, if you're able to cast a leveled spell as a bonus action, then you only cast the cantrip as a spell action. So.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I don't have any healing cantrips.
Well, that sucks.
I have mending, but that's not a human thing.
It doesn't count for me.
No, Crown of Stars, you're not casting a spell, you're just using an attack.
Right.
So you're good. Mm-hmm. That's why it's such a fucking great-ass spell. All
right. So Force Ballista roll, do you want to do that, Leah?
Yeah. Disadvantage, right?
Yep.
Force your ballista in his face.
Yes, please.
I don't want to do this no more. Actually, that was pretty good. I got a 13 and a 14, so it's a plus 10.
23 will hit, so roll damage.
Nice.
And you can use that to knock him back, right?
I can, yeah.
Well, that would knock him straight into me, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want that. But she also doesn't know where he's technically at.
True.
No, Tony told her.
Okay.
Oh, wait, it's three, right? I have to double check real quick. Why do I not know anything about anything ever?
You haven't gotten any sleep, so your brain's not working.
True.
Yeah, that'll do it. Okay. That's really good. 5, 7, and 8.
Woo!
Okay, wait.
That's 20 points.
5 and 7 would be 12. Yay! Get fucked, bitch!
Alright.
And I shoot him blind. I shot an invisible man.
Alright. Well, at the end of your turn...
Real quick, this is completely just a hypothetical, but I just can't stop giggling at the thing. The thought of Shums being like, gang, I know what to do now. Fireball, and cast it right on the ground. The equivalent of just grabbing a grenade and just dropping it right there.
Me and my 85 hit points take issue with that.
Take umbrage.
I take umbrage.
Alright, hey, Shims, make a saving throw. Strength saving
just
throw.
The image of it is so strength.
As one of those black discs appear above your head. Almost as if in retaliation for you daring to damage it while it's invisible.
How dare you?
How dare.
Net 20!
Hey! Fuck yeah!
You shrug it off. Alright, at the start of its turn, it reappears.
Yo, this die is killing it today. You're doing good.
It's visible now.
Yes.
And then it's going to make its con save for starting in the sickening radiance.
And now I'm not stunned at the
beginning.
You're not stunned.
Correct.
Fuck, so I have reactions back.
That's a 26.
Oh, wait, question.
Oh.
Did I lose my reactions being stunned, or do I get them back now because I haven't used them yet since the beginning of my last turn?
You can't take reactions.
So but I'm not stunned anymore, so now I can?
I would say that's correct.
Can I silvery barbs?
Yes.
Ooh, yeah.
That turned it into a 17.
What's your save?
Oh, 18.
Nice!
So it takes 40 points of damage.
Yes!
And then it has one level of exhaustion, so it gives it -2 or -1. I'll look it up.
You absolutely have to tell me, because the exhaustion's so different
now. -2 to all rolls, speed reduced by 5 feet.
And it also emits a dim greenish light in a 5-foot radius, so it can't go invisible
anymore.
So does that light stay forever, or just for a turn?
Up to 10 minutes is how long the spell lasts.
But the greenish light...
Yeah, the light and the exhaustion stay until the spell ends.
Okay.
Wow, that's amazing.
That is amazing.
I mean, I've always loved this spell, but never more than now.
That's clutch.
Is it a concentration thing?
Oh. Yeah.
And you still have advantage on your next d20 roll. I will give you
advantage
on yours.
Thank you.
It looks at you, Taika, and says, you are my problem, right?
Yes.
All right. 20 is the lowest result on those two hits.
Rune of the Eyeless. Mm-hmm. Thorny vines wrap around the creature's eyes. Is he immune to blinded?
He is.
Fuck! Do I lose my reaction?
Yes.
God damn it!
Go ahead and make me the con save, too, because in addition to the two sword attacks, it's also going to surround you with the hollow void once more.
You have to make it with advantage.
Yes, that is fine. That is A-okay. Well, LOL, I actually already have advantage.
No! So does that mean Silvery Barbs just does nothing?
Yeah, sadly.
Just lose it.
Boo!
Oh my god. Well, I'm fucked. That's a 13. Yeah, there's nothing.
You only have a +3 to that roll.
To my con, yeah. Con save? Yeah.
Is it worth it?
I don't know. Is it?
What Let do we me think? Work it. I don't know.
Do I get to roll advantage again, or do I just get to roll 1?
You get to roll advantage.
Come
I don't want to be prone for him to take two sword attacks on me if I can avoid it.
This isn't the one that makes you prone, it's the one that makes you stunned.
I don't want to be stunned. But it doesn't matter, I got a 15.
Right. So 15 halved to 7 slashing, 29 halved.
Hold on,
to 14.
Yeah, I have to do this by calculator. Don't even. Hold on. Okay. What was the first one?
7.
Okay.
14.
Okay.
And then that's the first hit.
Okay.
13 half to 6.
Okay.
44 half to 22.
Okay.
And then the hollow void damage.
And then the what?
The hollow void that you're in. 45 half to 22.
I have 14 hit points, you guys. That's it.
And you're stunned until the start of his next turn.
Fuck. Well, I literally can't do anything.
Who except Tony? You told him to make it a problem.
Yeah,
so he took
well,
you on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you have any healing?
I mean, it's not going to make a difference. It's just not at all going to make a difference. I mean, that's obviously my plan, but... Damn.
Well, Nari might be able to maximize the healing in her turn.
Yeah. Even, I mean, I just took... I went from 85 to 14 in a single turn, so... Yeah. 71 damage. And that's halved!
Oh, and it gains some hit points from the two hits.
Cool. Thanks for rubbing it in.
Rubbing it in, just being honest.
I'm going to cast Lightning Bolt at 5th level.
Nice.
All right.
Nice. And let me see what kind of a save. Must make a dex save.
God, the problem is his saves are so fucking high.
Yeah.
That is a 19.
Oh, and I got an 18.
So half damage.
Okay. So that is 10d6, so 5d6.
No, you roll the full 10.
No, yeah, roll
the
full 10.
Oh, you do
10.
The full 10.
Yeah.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Oh, wait. It's actually going to... Burn a legendary resistance on your sickening radiance.
Oh.
I forgot I had them.
I was wondering why you didn't do that.
Oh. Yeah, that level of exhaustion is pretty bad for it. Sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry.
So you still have your max power left, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so.
Yeah, anytime it takes the. It'll be 4.
Okay. Whenever it happens, but not now.
It's only got one legendary resistance left.
Okay, so we've got 6, 11, 15, 20, 24, 25, 28, 30, 32.
Do you get to add anything or no?
Add your intelligence.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you. 32 plus 4 is 36.
All right, so it'll take 18 points.
Okay. It's not nothing.
Yeah.
And then I still get to do my Chrono Stars.
Yeah. So that's an attack, right?
Yeah.
And roll with advantage, because that's the silver.
Oh! Vibes. He should have taken... Hold on. You keep going. I agree. To you or another creature... Each time the branded creature deals damage to you or another creature you can see within 5 feet of you, takes 6 psychic damage. So he takes 18 psychic damage because he hit me 3 times, or did 3 attacks between the two swords and the void thing.
The void thing is not technically an attack. Is it just
deals damage to you or another creature you can see?
Okay, so yeah, I'd say, and I didn't take that damage last round either, so it's another 36 points.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, makes up for the 40 points you gave back
to. Gotta get something in there.
For my Crown of Stars, I rolled an 18 plus 10, 28.
Nice.
That's really good.
That'll hit.
and 4d12. Oh, nice. 12. 23.
Wow.
31.
Yes.
35.
Yes. Damn, dog.
I love it.
Damn.
Which one was this?
That's the Crown of Stars.
Nice.
All right. Anything else in your turn?
No, I did Lightning Bolt, right? For
mm-hmm.
the...
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I did that at 5th. Okay. Yeah, just making sure I'm tracking the stuff. I think that's all I got.
Okay. He kind of snarls with rage at you, Tony. And he's going to use his legendary action to crush you. Make me a strength saving throw.
Ooh, okay.
Strength.
Come on. All right.
Big money.
Big money.
No fucking whammies.
Oh. Got it.
I'm going to use my coin on that.
No.
I'm going to use a different guy, too. Where is she? Where is she? This one. Come on. Ten.
That will fail.
Fuck.
So that is 18 points of force damage, and you're not prone.
Okay. No.
Okay. Put up Taika.
Oh, well, I'm stunned. I get one thing.
It is still sitting next to you. Probably should have moved, but...
Yeah, I could attack, but I can't put any of
those. Doesn't actually have a great intelligence, so.
Oh, really?
Good to know.
Oh, wow.
Well,
not great means it's a 19 instead
yeah.
of a fucking 20.
No, it's not great. I just, I probably should be revealing shit like that.
If it makes you feel any better, all of my stuff has nothing to do with intelligence, so. I know Caitlin might have learned something, but
huh?
None of my saves have anything to do with intelligence.
He, say he and Inari have a comparable intelligence.
So, really smart.
Yeah, he's a genius.
let's see here. Yeah, I mean, I can take an attack, but I just don't have any sauce to put on it. I did take the Potion of Advantage, so I will choose to use it now.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what, I only get to make one attack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. Oh, wait. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking of something else. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Ignore me.
So, yes, you feel the strength of Rensla following through you, able to get this one attack off instead of
come on.
Being forced to do nothing.
That is 2 fucking 9s, which I think will hit, but it's definitely not a nat fucking 20. 23 to hit. 2d10 and a d8. Oh my god, it literally couldn't be worse. Do I get to change 1s and 2s to 3s?
Yep.
Okay, so there is that at least. So it's fire. We know he takes that fine. So 6 plus 7 is 13 plus 9, so 22 points of damage. That is it. I should have taken healing potion.
Right, end your turn. Make me a strength saving throw, please.
Me?
You.
Ew. Why? But why?
Because there's a disc above your head that's about to knock you to the ground.
Well, it succeeds. That's an 8.
Oh, you automatically fail strength saving throws because you're stoned.
Sure.
Sorry, I forgot. 12 points of force damage, and you're prone.
But half.
So 6.
Okay. So I have... I can't do even the most basic of math. I have 8 hit points left.
All right.
Oh my god.
Can we see him right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Can I take back that whole turn?
No.
Damn. I should have done something completely fucking different. I can fucking bonus action Misty Step, and I fucking didn't. I fucking, god damn it. I fucking forgot I could do that. Shit.
Tyka's stressed in this situation.
Yeah. Fuck.
Tyka's getting lit up and doesn't know what to do about
it. I never fucking use that bonus action. I just never fucking use it. Oh, fuck.
Whew. I'm going to bonus action cutting words or whatever it is. Unsettling words. Wait, we can't see him or we can't?
You can.
Okay. It's an 8.
Nice. Very nice.
I'm going to try this instead of... I couldn't heal you even if I did
anything. No, it's fine,
So I'm going to try this first. And then I'm going to try casting Suggestion.
Ooh.
And I'm going to say, tell us your weaknesses in battle.
Ah!
And don't harm us for 2 rounds.
2 rounds?
You could be, you could stay for 8 hours.
For 8 hours.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to end when we hit him, no matter what, so it won't last long. But yeah, go big.
It also gives us an opportunity to run away.
If fucking run away.
Let's be real. This is just going to burn his last legendary.
Run away.
Yeah, that'll be...
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Totally sure fucking worth it.
Mark it as used. Okay.
Totally fucking worth it.
That's everything. I'm gonna move just so I'm a little further away from Tony. Right there.
He's still, I mean, the circle's a little flat on that side. She's still within the sickness though, right?
Oh yeah.
Gotta be. Yeah.
She's down with
down
the sickness.
Down with the sickness.
Down with the sickness.
Okay.
I can't believe I forgot the bonus. Misty step.
Yeah.
Fuck. I fucked up.
Alright, make me a strength saving throw.
Alright. Oops. Oh, didn't count. It was good, but I just knocked it out.
Oh, no.
13.
That'll be 17 points of... And you have your invulnerability up, right?
Yeah.
So 6 points, or 8 points, and you're prone.
Okay. 8 points?
Mm-hmm. This grim specter of Marique... Just says, you all will kneel before me.
I don't kneel before people like you. I only kneel before the people I want to.
Only good-looking folks. Puts up Shims.
I'm going to life transference to Tyka, because mm-hmm. That's my best healing thing.
Cool.
So it says I take 4d8 damage and then she gets twice that. But do I add a d8 to it?
If you'd
because
like.
This is my arcane firearm?
If you'd like, for sure.
That's
I'm
a full
hill.
A lot of fucking damage, yo. That's
yeah, I don't know.
Wait, does she take half damage and I get the full amount? Because she's got Potion of Invulnerability.
I take full damage, you get twice.
No, you see what I'm saying, though, right?
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, shenaniganery.
But I did...
Yes, I would say it would be... the damage would be halved to you because of your Invulnerability Potion, but she would still get twice the full result.
Yes! Amazing!
Do I win DM favor points if I rules lawyer against my own interest?
But why?
What? Do you want to take full
no,
damage?
Yeah.
Do you want to
no, I don't. I just...
Then
I
don't!
To be a good player who respects the table.
No, in this situation, you keep your mouth shut and do what he told you you could
do. I read the spell and that's my ruling. Go ahead and roll the damage.
Okay, thank God. Okay, awesome. So what was this? Yeah, I think it's 12. Wait, I know numbers.
Sorry.
20,
sorry, you would not take it. The damage would not be halved. Because I missed the part of the spell which said, which cannot be reduced in any way.
Yeah,
it's specifically
and you were just like, I'm gonna be merciful.
No, I just did a skim. I got hoisted by my own skim. So yes, you will take the full damage.
You said you riffed it, and so I was like, "Oh, you know what I'm talking about."
But for your teacher Vitaly, I'm going to grant you inspiration.
Nice.
And since you already have it, you can give this coin to somebody who doesn't have it. So
Tony
or Taika can get a coin back.
I feel like Taika's having a rough go of it, so go ahead, Taika.
I'm having a rough go of it.
Just a little too.
See?
This is my position in the group. It occasionally really, really sucks to be the problem when you're going up against someone you fucking shouldn't be, apparently.
Hi. I'm the problem.
I'm always the problem.
Okay.
Yeah, when you guys skip the intermediary step, move straight to the inbox.
Yeah.
12, 22, 23. I take 23 points of damage. You get 46.
Amazing.
Oh, sick.
That's great.
Amazing.
It's my best healing spell. It comes with some fucking drawbacks, but, like, it's a hell of a lot more efficient than, like, anything else, and I didn't take any damage so far, so I'm like, I can eat this. It's okay.
Oh, and 23 isn't bad.
It's really not bad at all.
Okay, it's turn.
Here we go.
Oh wait, I didn't shoot it. I need to shoot it.
Oh yeah, go ahead and shoot it.
It's not invisible or anything right now, right? Okay. I'm so out of a gang. Oh,
also,
God.
If you wanted to reposition yourself so that you could blast it into the murk, that's something you could do.
You mean into the black water?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Sure. In my head, I was just like, the black necrotic sludge water would hurt us and heal it, but actually, maybe I just completely made shit up in my own head. I'm gonna do what you said. How can I can't.
If you
can
move,
someone reposition me so that if I shoot it.
If you
it,
move diagonally one
into the sludge.
That's rubble.
But that'll
oh,
get it for, right?
Yeah.
That's good enough. Yeah.
Make an attack.
Just straight roll. 21.
That'll hit.
That'll hit? Awesome. Okay.
You get the best
this
shot.
This die is doing me good. 3d8. And this is my cannon, so it doesn't have an extra.
That max
money.
Healing, though, would be.
16 damage. Alright, you bloody it as you knock it back into the water.
What?
Would somebody move it?
Oh my god,
back?
That took a fucking while. That's fine. It's
really
fine, bloody.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Bloodied is half, right?
That's
yeah.
Really good.
As its essence cracks a little bit, Taika.
Oh.
As you are laying on the ground, stunned. Not anymore, actually. You're not stunned anymore.
Oh, it's the beginning of his turn?
Yeah.
Ah, great.
Oh, it's we're in this kind of liminal space between end of his turn and the beginning of its turn. As the stun is wearing off, you hear a familiar voice that you've not heard in some time.
Uh-huh. Janavira?
Yes, not since you were meditating back in the Ezatari realm.
Bitch, I could use an assist!
She says to you, my champion, I'm very weak here. The space has been defiled.
Yeah, it has.
I can help you, but I need you to make an oath to me in return. All I would ask is that you find the person who did this and destroy them.
See, that's an oath
I
could make.
I was going to do that anyway.
You don't need to hear it.
Right? No, I'm thinking to myself, because we saw Owen, we saw the Anari Mimic Bard, it has to be that face fuck, what's his name? Facebook. Yeah, you know, mm-hmm. I forget his name.
My nemesis that I remember his name.
Yeah. Louie. So, can I roll an insight check that I believe this is actually her or not?
Of course. With advantage.
Because, why? I don't...
Did you have a connection at the end there?
Oh, okay. I was like, I don't have Percipient up, so... Oh, I'm rolling poorly again. It's time to refresh.
Both of those are 10 or above.
Yeah, well, I mean... Oh, and my insight's pretty great. So it's a dirty 20, but I do need to refresh these dice. They've had their
run. Yeah, this seems like her.
Okay, then I will say done. Oath made. And I will go ahead and grind my hand into the floor until the tips of my fingertips bleed a little bit.
Okay.
In order to...
You hear the dying gasp of a spirit as she uses the last bit of her essence in this space.
In this space?
In this space.
Okay, I was like, bitch, what? Shit, that's a lot bigger thing than I thought it would be.
And she casts two spells on you.
Uh-oh.
Heal, restore 70 hit points.
That makes my
dream easy. And Death Ward.
Ooh, nice. So if I drop, I go to one, right?
Yep.
Okay, amazing! Okay. Not a problem. I'll kill
them. And somewhere else you hear the sound of, like, sort of wood falling to the floor.
All right.
From behind where the plant was. Is.
Was her statue wooden?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Her statue in the center was wooden. So the statue.
It was actually behind. It was kind of behind where that thing is now.
Okay. Amazing. I'm ready.
It's turn. You all look into the murk expectantly as you see just a skeletal hand reach up and grab the ledge, and just one arm pull itself out of the murk and onto the.
All right. Don't act like you have muscles. We can see.
You're skeletal.
It is cracked, and you just see sort of bits of oblivion kind of escaping from the cracks within it. It's just going to go right next to you, Taika. It's going to make some attacks against you.
And it's immune to blind, right? We learned that last turn.
Yep.
And when does he take the damage for the sickening radiance?
You will do that right now.
Okay.
16.
Yes!
He does not have the legendary resistance, so you'll take 40 points of damage.
Fuck yes! Got there eventually!
And the exhaustion level.
That's gonna help.
That was my goal.
Mm-hmm.
That was all I was trying to do.
It was amazing. It worked. Mm-hmm.
So it'll take minus 2 to all his attacks against you. Is now glowing faintly with Tony's radiance. I'd like to imagine that the second radiance has gone from being green to sort of like a pineapple-y gold.
Or they're little like pineapple floating. Yeah. Around.
What are these tiny pineapples? Does it smell like
pineapple? Dual 23s will both hit.
Mm-hmm. Sure will.
So that's 10 have the 5 slashing. 38 have 19 cold for the first one. 14 have the 7.
Not to be a stinker, are you rolling these at advantage?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, she's pro.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure that you were.
No, no. Trying to get some inspiration back.
I just didn't hear two dice rolling. And 14,
I rolled 4 dice.
Oh, okay.
And then 14 cold. And then.
So 7?
No, that was already halved. It was 20.
Oh,
cold.
So. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then a con save as the now familiar void surrounds you once again.
What'd you feel like this now?
13.
You have your
What's
coin.
This do
you
to
got
me?
Your coin back. If
this stuns me?
Yes.
Fuck this shit.
Come on.
I'm so tired of this fucking stun.
Roll something.
You're the one
about.
That insisted it keep attacking you. It was going to spread the stun around.
I know, but still, I'm tired of not rolling well on this, is what I'm tired of. Ah!
Oh, man.
17.
You just don't have a good con, so.
Yeah. I'm rolling with advantage, though.
Yeah, you have to get a 19 or higher to succeed.
Fuck.
Fuck! So that will be...
God, it sucks.
There's 46 have the 23 force damage. Oh. And you're stuck.
She gave me that heal, and that took care of that turn.
Yeah.
Okay. God damn.
Puts up Tony.
Yeah. Okay. Getting up, is that an action?
That's half your move.
And so I can either do my star or something else.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can do your stars. You can do your stars bonus action, then cast any spell.
Standing up is just movement.
Yeah.
Oh, so it isn't. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Half your movement. So you have 15 feet of movement left. You still have your bonus action. You still have your
stuff. Likely story. Mm-hmm. So, first, I'm going to do my crown of stars. Wa-pa-pow!
Alright, roll the
deck. Pow 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 pow. 26.
We'll hit.
And then 4d12.
Oh, also, I'm sorry. When it attacked you, it would have also recognized the presence of Danavira on you. And then so it just says, 12. Chosen of Danavira, you are my problem. I will delight in wiping off this portion of her that exists here before I destroy the rest of her that exists in this realm.
So before I become stunned, because that happens in the course of his attacks, I'll just hold up my hand and kind of put it down the side of my face with the blood and be like, yes, chosen now. Just to taunt him further. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to be a mage stack, I may as well make it worth his time.
25. Hey.
Hey.
Nice.
Donate.
And then I'm also going to cast Lightning Bolt at 4th level.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have to do a spell attack for that?
I think you need to move so you don't, so you don't hit Taika.
Because it's a straight line. But if you just move over 2 squares, I think you can angle it, right?
Cool. So, something like that.
No, I went the other way.
The other way.
For
this
me.
Way?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. And then...
So, it makes a dex save?
Dex save, yes.
Natural 1.
Yes!
And so...
About damn time!
9.
Yeah, you say that, but it also hasn't rolled a natural 20 yet, so... And it's been rolling a lot of dice for its attacks.
Fair enough. I was about to say neither have I, but I rolled the most useless nat 20, which was on my issue. Mm.
Well, like, at least it let you get a turn before he
popped
up.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
1, 6. 10. 9. 12. 15, 18, 19. So 19 plus 10. So 29.
Did you add your intelligence?
I did not.
So 33.
Thank you.
Nice.
Very good.
Eat my dex. I gotcha.
Alright, so I'm going to use an opportunity for a legendary action. Tony, it moves right up next to you.
No. You want me to move it?
Yeah, if you'd be so kind. Just.
Oh, wait, did he attack me on his turn?
Yeah.
How many times did he attack me?
Oh, he damaged you 3 times.
Yeah, so another 18 points of damage, you motherfucker.
Oh, right, but he also would have healed. So, pretty much they negated each other.
I'm eating
he
up
heals
his...
that much.
He heals 18.
He heals 20.
10%. Oh my god. Well, at least I'm
just with the
that.
Sword attacks, not with the.
He's a stinker.
Fuck this
he
guy.
Is a stinker. Well, you can see why I had concerns. You're all getting out of this one. All right, so that puts up Taika.
My turn.
Yep.
Oh shit. Well, I can only do one thing.
It's the one thing. Like I'm main tremendous.
Yeah, and he hasn't really been using reactions.
Wait, wait, wait.
Okay. Let me make sure that this is...
Oh, also don't forget, in the 2024 version, stun does not prevent movement.
I thought it said you could only do movement, attack, or bonus action.
That was with the old rules, so I'm going to change that.
Oh, so I can move and attack?
Yeah.
Ah! Oh, that'd change the fucking game! Stand my ass up! Oh, can I even make it to him?
One,
I can't.
Two, or one, two, three, four, five.
No, because I used half my movement.
Stand up.
One, two, three.
So that's 15? But right. It's two to get into that,
two,
right?
It's two to enter.
Ah!
Yeah, so I can't even make it to him. Balls.
You could half make it to
him. Yeah, right? No, I can fly! I can fly! None of that makes any difference to me!
You can fly!
Right?
You can fly.
That's true.
Yeah, so I'll just alley-oop over. Yeah, that's what I want. This motherfucker. Yes, and I will attack him. I don't have my potion of advantage anymore, so all of these dice have been super spicy in a bad way. 19?
What?
No, really? Great!
Yeah.
Amazing!
That I will pull for you.
Alright. Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty, pretty good. 6 or 7. Well, fingers crossed. Do you need a count for thunder?
I do not.
Great. So thunder, fire, slashing. 15. 24. 24 points of damage.
Okay.
Shake.
Mm-hmm. And that is it. I have so many cool things I can do if I have a bonus action, and I do not!
Okay.
I'm good.
Into your turn, Tony, make me a strength save.
Okay. Come on, Tony. Oh, my God. 9.
Okay. 6 points of damage.
6?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. Super. Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's 9 points of force damage to you.
Okay.
You're not prone. It takes 6 points.
Okay.
How's he looking?
Bloody.
Mm. Oh, no. She casts heal and what else? Oh, death ward.
Mm-hmm.
What does death ward do again?
If I drop, I go to 1 instead.
Or if something would instantly kill you, like power would kill.
Mm-hmm. Is that a one-time thing, or is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's a shield, basically. All right, you're up.
Okay. I'm going to cast slow, but I'm trying to decide if I want to give you a bardic because you keep failing, or if I want to use my bardic to lower his save.
Oh, also, don't forget, Shims, you have, your flashing ability.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, flashing ability.
Why haven't you been showing us side boob? Why did we all forget about your side boob?
So don't forget that. That will be critical for these big saves.
Mm-hmm.
Because Shams is very tired and is in her pajamas, so it's a little difficult to get some side boobage going.
That's valid.
That means you're not trying hard enough.
She'll kind of cut a little slit in her pajamas and then go
there. You go. A little side boob window.
Huh. There you go. I don't know.
All right, all unsettling words and say, you keep knocking us down, but we're getting back up, my friend.
Oh, I'm prone right now, right?
No, you stood up.
As the prophets, Chumbawamba have foretold.
Oh, man.
And we rolled a 2. And then I'll cast slow, wisdom 21.
19?
8! 8! 8!
Does
it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's a 21 save, and there's also...
Right, so you get slow.
Amazing.
Okay. Do you need me to say what that is?
Nope.
Okay. I will stand up.
Sorry.
You got it.
And I don't think I can move.
Did you cast the new version or the old version of Slow? Do you need to know?
Are they different?
They are.
This is whatever this is. Whatever's on my character sheet. I think I switched everything to the new version.
Okay, cool. That is the new version.
Okay.
What's the difference?
It's complicated. Oh.
Oh.
That's it.
I think it's better than the new one, but yeah, it's like it gets rid of the spell delay thing. It doesn't.
Oh yeah, that part
is
confusing.
Really
yeah.
confusing.
Stuff like that.
Okay.
It's a lot though to get into.
Yeah. I just read it.
Yeah. Okay, end of your turn, Inari. Slow, can you still
it's coming after me
These
now.
These are legendary actions, okay. It does lose its reactions. And it can. So basically, it's been slowed down to what it's inflicting on Taika. It's not,
yeah,
it's not very fun for me.
It's not fascinating.
God,
fascinating.
But legendary actions don't count. So end of your turn, Ari. Taika, make a strength save.
Ew. Strength save. God damn. It's 15.
Okay. So that'll be your knock prone, and that'll be 13 points of half the 6 of force damage.
And you take 6.
Mm-hmm.
And I take 6.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, howdy. Okay.
Oh, it moved in the cloud, so it needs to make another con save.
Ooh, yeah.
Even with the -2, that's very good. It's 25.
But his AC is -2 now, right?
Yeah.
From slow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
AC and dex.
Okay.
Go down by 2. Dex saves go down by 2. Oh, I should mark off that I used. Right.
Shims, you're up. Concentrate.
I don't know what I want to do. I forgot what I was going to do. Oh my god. I wanted to use a stand.
What is happening over here? Do you guys need your concentrating hats on?
I didn't. Oh wait, no. Yeah.
Do you have concentrating hats?
Yeah.
Thank you. I forgot about that.
Oh, is Slow
raised?
I believe so. Otherwise, I would have done other concentrating spells. Because I keep being like, oh, no. No.
You haven't taken any damage yet, though, have you?
Nope. I've taken damage, haven't I?
Have you? How much damage have you taken?
I was at 114. I'm at 86.
Oh, we should have been making concentration checks for the...
Oh.
Sorry.
Go ahead and make me. Just go ahead and make me one.
Okay. What's the DC?
10.
Damn it.
No, plus your...
Wait, concentration.
Plus your con.
Plus 4.
Your con save is only 4?
Yeah.
11.
But 11.
Nice. Okay, you're fine.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Okay. I'm gonna try to cast Ray of Enfeeblement as fire.
Okay. So
a beam of fiery energy shoots from you towards a creature within range. He makes a con save.
Okay.
And there's stuff for either way.
That's a 21.
Because this dude considered sucking my dick, maybe. I should
do that. No, your dex. Your dex. Suck my dex.
It wouldn't be good. It'd be all bony.
Ew.
A lot of teeth.
Gross.
Whatever. Okay. Well, on a successful... will save, the target has disadvantage on the next attack roll that it does until the start of my next turn.
Nice.
And then I'm going to shoot it.
Shoot it.
Yeah. 19.
Oh, wait. The AC was -2.
Oh.
19 hits, yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Oh, 19 hits?
Yeah.
I thought it had a...
19 set this whole fight.
I didn't think
so what, 17 was... hits now?
17
I'm
right now,
so
yeah.
out of it, guys.
Nice. Nice. Oh, I thought it was 20 for some reason.
Me too.
Well, it doesn't matter, because I rolled ass. I rolled a 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, man.
So 6 points?
Yeah.
Better than
Good
a miss.
Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's turn.
So I'm no longer stunned?
No longer stunned.
Great.
So, can only make one attack because of the slow. So that's good. It's very good. It's actually very, very good.
Mm-hmm. You're telling me.
I remember, it's not that bright.
You're not that pretty, and you're not that bright. Was that a quote from something?
My mom.
God damn. God damn.
Got him.
Bazinga.
Bazinga.
Your eye look? What?
Yeah, you're not pretty, and you're not very bright. From Cinderella's story.
Mm. Oh.
Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh.
Well, is that where my mom got it?
You're both of these things.
Okay. Oh, it means to make a save for the thing. AC, or DC 20 for your second radiance.
Okay, so it didn't. And that's not a dex save, is it?
What's that?
It's not dex save.
It's no, it's con.
But the sickening radiance is still up. You just didn't take damage.
Right. Okay. Still up. It howls in frustration as it debates about whether to attack you to bring your concentration, but it gets another save at the end of its turn. It's really concerned with wiping a certain pest off of the board. Natural 20.
Oh, no!
You have one left?
Mm-hmm. Thank you!
I'm pretty sure I haven't used my reaction this turn.
I don't
yeah.
think so.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's still going to hit. But
yeah, it's not a nat 20.
Sorry.
I mean, there's a good chance I'm going down anyway.
I was trying to save it for slow, but...
I mean, that's like what that's I said on prom night, Caitlin, but...
Oh.
Good chance I'm going down anyway.
No.
All right.
Down.
So 8 slashing.
To 4?
That's already half. Pre-halved.
Okay.
Giving you the damage pre-halved.
8? Okay.
And then 14 cold. That's pre-halved for you.
Okay. I have my reaction back, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many attacks is he doing?
Just one. That's all you can do.
Oh, okay.
He takes 6 points.
Okay. That's it?
And of course he heals 10.
But he takes another 6. From me.
Yeah. That's what I just said.
Okay. Sorry.
6 points.
Oh, okay. I see. So he took 6, but then still healed 10.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Well, better than nothing.
It is. At least I'm eating away at some of that.
Okay. End of his turn, he makes a save against the slow. Remind me, wisdom?
Yeah.
Got minus 2 from the exhaustion. That's a natural one.
No! Fuck!
Puts up 10.
Fuck. Thank you for letting me survive a round.
Well, you don't take all your actions.
I know. Yeah. I'm gonna have a turn, guys!
It was worth it for one round.
I'm gonna have a turn!
So first, Crown of Stars.
100%.
And he takes a...
I can throw all my sauce on it now. What's it?
Saucy.
Range spell attack. Sorry, I'm a little slow.
Mm.
27.
What?
Nice.
And so that's 4d12.
Slip. First, I was like 40 what? And then it's like a 4D.
Excuse me? 1, 2, 3, 33 plus 8
is
41. Wow.
Jesus.
I got 3 11s.
Did you add your 3 intelligence?
Yeah. I didn't.
44.
Amazing.
Its thing is starting to hang on by a thread.
Yes.
And I'm going to do another fourth spell slot lightning bolt.
Mm-hmm.
And you can literally thread the needle between Shems and Nari. Amazing.
Dex save.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and he has disadvantage on that, right?
No.
Oh, duh. I'm so
good,
excited.
Good that, oh. Mm-hmm. Silvery barbs. You get the
advantage. Thank you.
27.
Oh.
Half damage. What?
Okay. Oh. Agreed. 8d6. So that's... Oh, it's still 8d6, but... Or no, I did plus. So it's 9d6? Yes. Because I did fourth. So would it be... It's still half of 9. 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9. Okay. Come on, big mama. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 plus 5 would be 23 divided by 2.
Did you add your 3 for your intelligence?
No.
26.
So 13.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, it is starting to look a little frantic as it takes that.
Yeah.
Frantic.
That's right.
Hurts, don't it?
Yeah.
Can you remove my concentrating hat when you have a minute? Sorry.
Okay. It's going to look down at you.
No.
And it just kind of leans over and grabs you and it says, "If I'm going to Oblivion, you are coming with me."
Oh shit!
No.
And then it explodes in Oblivion, and instantly kills you.
But Death Ward.
But Death Ward prevents it from happening.
So it just killed itself and thought it took me with it.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
It was at 7.
Everything on my turn was going to be overkill. For sure. Holy shit.
We did it!
And as it dies, the giant plant begins to wither.
Ooh.
Okay.
Been watching a lot of Muppets, so I heard, okay.
Latika, you also, like, the pervasive wrongness about this place, that feeling does not go away with the death of this creature, nor do you feel any hint of Danavira's presence in here anymore.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're going to have to burn this place a lot.
Good, I got stuff for that.
Amazing.
As the vine kind of shrivels and like it collapses, it like takes out a wall as it falls down.
Mm-hmm.
You look behind it and you just see where the statue of Danavira once was is now just like a just shattered like pieces of wood and splintered wood everywhere.
Okay.
I'm gonna real quick say everybody, aka Taika, and you know whoever else, but Taika, take some potions or get some healing,
because
yes. I'll do the thingy where we regain maximum HP.
I'll say, if you guys also want to take a short rest,
you can take
a short rest. It's not in the temple.
Then, never mind. I'll say that.
Would you like to sing a song with a short rest?
Oh,
sure.
Yeah. Sing a song.
We didn't die.
Oof, I feel that. I am all about this.
Are we burning it now?
Let's short rest just in case anything pops up.
Okay.
But yeah, we should definitely.
Nothing's gonna pop up, so we can say for flavor reasons that Shams delights in her short rest and just setting the charges once again. 2 for 2 in sessions of getting to blow up buildings that you guys have finished being done in. It's probably Shims's like best week of her life between that and her, you know, upgrading her staff.
Nice.
And Tony's just like fireball.
This
fireball,
is what
fireball,
I became
fireball.
An adventurer for.
I know, right? Start doing that Beavis and Butthead. Fire. Fire.
For hit dice, we add our con modifier, right?
Yes.
I think Song of Short Rest either went away with the new change, or it's at a higher level that I don't have. I think it's not on my thing anymore. That might have been one of the things that changed.
Ew, God, I'm rolling like garbage.
Or it's just not on my sheet.
Oh, yeah, that's a longer there. I wonder if they moved it up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, wasn't there some ability that, like, got moved down?
I think so. Something. Something. Inari just stands there, relaxing and stretching as she took zero actual damage.
While Taika,
while Taika
uses every single hit die she has.
But I get all my bardics back, so yay. man.
If you need extra healing beyond your hit dice, I can give you my spell storing stuff.
This is we're level 14, right?
Yeah.
If you need extra HP,
myself there with every single one of my hit dice.
Oh my gosh! Well, if you wanted to use half, we could have used our things to get you up if you wanted. No worries if not.
I mean, it's fine.
Okay.
We're not so crazy that we're going back into another fight.
Well, we are in the jungle of once return.
Hilarious. I mean, we're not going to deliberately go find a fight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not too worried about anything else that can grab us.
Okay.
Well, that was terrifying.
Yeah, that was scary.
Fuck.
That was a CR25 monster.
Oh my gosh.
And what would you normally throw at us?
He has a level 14, so, like, a 19 would be a challenge.
Oof. What was I spell?
17.
Wow. We did it!
Yay!
Amazing. Amazing.
Yay.
The higher the DC fight, though, it seems like the more likely I am to just be a punching bag.
Yeah.
I stop doing damage and just become a meat shield.
That's your draw.
Until now, I've done a lot of fucking damage, but apparently... Oh my god.
You've made it known.
Yeah.
Hey, target me!
I did make myself known very first turn, and then never got away.
I'm kind of...
Song of Rest just got cut.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Interesting. I'm kind of... I feel like you would have said something, but... Was there anything to look for?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
I mean, we didn't want to go through that water.
Yeah.
You guys have already searched this temple.
Oh,
yeah.
We shook it down.
Well.
Do you do anything with the bodies of the unidentified bard / Owen?
Definitely burn Owen.
Because he was just a monk.
We can just
too,
keep
right?
him
yeah.
in the building while I.
This is just a big funeral pyre for the two of them.
I mean,
honestly,
I think so.
Yeah.
Is there anything identifying on the bard person?
Do you search through them? No, there's no.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's no Woodhaven driver's license
and
or anything.
Yeah.
Like
we
that.
Couldn't really see his face, right, because of all the stuff that
yeah.
came out.
Yeah. Wild.
Is there anything like? I mean, I don't know that it matters, but is there anything that like, if I take like part of his like a piece of his hair or whatever that we could like identify who he is or
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll get my little Ziploc out.
Yeah.
I think before the destruction starts, I will walk back where the Danavira statue is. Is the wood of her statue corrupted like everything else?
No.
I'll take a piece of it.
Okay.
And I'll walk up to you holding up the piece of wood, and I'll say, so I know that you kind of didn't really care about Louis, but I'm alive because I promised a forest spirit that I'd kill Louis, so
all
right. FYI.
Okay. I have to the list.
To-do list item now. Plus...
So given what we know about, like, Raven and stuff, Owen, they're probably going to resurrect Owen, right?
I mean, how long was Owen here? How old is the body? It's been a couple of weeks since we saw that thing, right?
You guess it's been at least a month.
Yeah. Is there... What happens to a body if you resurrect somebody?
Nothing.
So the body just stays there?
Yeah.
Well, that's... We know that from the dragon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
The sending stone I had from Raven, they, like, messaged me and basically told me they knew that I had it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's just been hiding, so they can't track us in the little bag or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna kill somebody. But we should probably also, after we rest up, follow this trail of destruction the other way and mop up whatever that is.
Yeah. If we can leave. That'll be interesting. If we're following the trail of destruction out, like
what
that
it looks
interacts
like
with the forest.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. what time of day is it?
Night.
Oh,
sleepy time.
Well, let's walk at least a little ways away from this place. How close did we get before I started feeling how corrupted this place was?
Not until you start to go inside of it.
Oh, okay. So if we leave, it stops feeling so corrupted?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then let's just walk a ways down and... Can you hut?
Yeah.
Cool.
Can you hut?
I hut! Boy. That was terrifying. I'm exhausted.
You
can nap.
You were getting pummeled.
That last move, too, I was like, what? Well, and you said it in a way that made it sound like it didn't matter that the death word was on me. I was like, but? Is there a but? Terrifying.
So,
like, do y'all remember the time when Inari literally fell into the pit of the
lake? That was the last time y'all were here.
With the lich. I thought that
I don't remember that.
We're operating.
It didn't happen.
I think that's where we're operating. And I was just like, okay, so that's not really death ward applicable, you know? So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you'll pop up a tent, have some familiar creature comforts in this kind of dark and foreboding jungle.
Mm-hmm.
For a second there, I forgot the creature comforts means things that comfort you as a creature. I thought the hut came with a creature. I was like, we have a therapy dog in the hut?
We have a hut elf.
That would be amazing if you did have a therapy dog in the hut.
That would be.
I mean, I've got prestidigitation. I could.
I was gonna say it's just spectral.
Yeah.
Hello, friends.
It's like a Patronus.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Okay, so, you all rest up. You wake up the 8th of rebirth. Midweek.
I should have been taking notes while we were sitting here, coming down from that high.
Midweek, I'm sorry, the Wednesday.
Wednesday.
And you all wake up. Level higher. You
woo! Oh my goodness!
I was gonna make a joke
oh
about
my
that.
God.
I was literally just about to make a joke about that. Oh my god. Slay.
And that's actually, I'm sorry, we're gonna have to wrap up today.
All good.
But we'll pick back up there in 2 weeks with you all lost once again in the jungle of no return.
Yeah.
15th level characters. I mean, I think you all defeating a monster that is 11 CRs above your CR deserves a pretty...
Thank you.
A level up. But while we're recording, let's go ahead and roll hit dice. Get those on board.
All right, dice.
Remind me how we do this again.
You roll a D8.
Let's pull a Lou Wilson. See if it works. Nope.
Nope.
Lou Wilson. What's the minimum on a D10?
A 6.
Okay. I get the minimum.
I rolled it. 1.
Alright, so that counts as a 5 for the roll. So 5 plus your con is what you'll add to your
bonus. Oh my gosh, you said 6, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do remember that I always roll ass whenever we level. I think I literally every time. Okay, then it's okay. What did
you get, Tom?
I got a 2.
So that'll be a count as a 4.
And ooh. What does that do?
We're all rolling
you
garbage.
You add 4 plus what your con. You so to your roll hit points, you'll add 4. What's your con modifier?
So
we're
level 15 now.
Plus 4, right?
Ooh,
yeah.
My hit points
so
are
you'll
going
get
69. 8
more hit points.
Okay.
Ooh, 69.
So what do you have now, max-wise?
Noise. what would that be? That'd be 18 plus... So,
you're at
122?
You're at 118? You'd be at 126.
I'm at 114.
114, okay, so yeah, 122. And Ari, what'd you get in your roll?
5.
Plus. The minimum you can get. So.
Ooh! I get another option for my mutagens. That's exciting.
Okay, pick it back up there in 2 weeks.